Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Scripture said in John 7, 24, don't judge according to the outward appearance, but judge righteous judgment. The Lord, man looks on the outward appearance, it says in Samuel, but God looks at the heart. Some say, well, how do I know? How can I know how to treat people and what to do and who ought to be where and do what? You just need to be led by the Spirit. And not try to pass a sentence on whether you think they're deserving or undeserving. And the Lord deals with you, well, do this with them, put them here, put them there. And if you think, well, I don't know, are they deserving? Nobody asked you. Are y'all with me on this or not?
Yes.
Nobody asked you. You are not qualified.
Amen.
To say. And here, oh, come on, guys, get this in your spirit. You don't have to. You don't have to say. I've had people, you know, try to corner me and go, well, Brother Keith, did you hear about what happened with so-and-so? Yeah. What do you think about it? I don't. Oh, I know you got an opinion. Yeah, I got one, and I'm not even going to think about it myself. Well, I want to know, what do you think?
No.
I'm not supposed to.
Amen.
Are y'all with me on this or not?
Yes.
I'm not supposed to. Was it right or wrong? Were they right? Why do I have to make a call? Do you see this now? Why do I have to say whether they're guilty or innocent? Whether they're deserving or not? Why do I have to say? I don't have to say. In fact, I'm commanded not to. There ought to be a lot of times we say, I'm not saying. I don't know. I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. Why? I am not to judge. This is not the time. Because see, you know what you saw on the outside.
Yes, sir.
But that is not the whole story.
Right.
And a lot of times people didn't even see it themselves. They heard it fourth hand. Right?
Yes, sir.
And don't have a clue what really happened. Now, until you've been the recipient of some of this, you may not understand. But in the ministry, the more people know you, the more people see you, the more opportunity there is. We've had people just ready to write us off. And you wonder why. Well, what's wrong with them? They're so upset over what you did, Brother Keith. What did I do? Come to find out, it was a total fabrication. But see, they judge me. Right? You've had it happen to you. Right? And have you done it to somebody else?
Yes. Yes.
Well, if you've been sowing it, you shouldn't be surprised if you reap it. Right? Let's stop sowing it. Let's stop sowing it. I said, let's stop sowing. Let's stop. Let's stop. What does that mean? Well, what did they do? Well, it doesn't matter what they did. God loves them. I love them. I'm rooting for them. What they did is awful. I don't have to say whether it was awful or not.
Right.
What do you think about it? I'm not going to let myself.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have to make a call.
That's right.
You're watching a baseball game. And, you know, was it a strike? Were they safe? Are they out? There's only one person has to make that call. The ump. Right? And I'm not the ump. So I don't have to make the call. He's got to make the call. He's the ump. I don't. Say it out loud. I'm not the umpire. I don't have to make a call. In fact, I'm commanded not to make a call. I'm commanded to. Are you in Judges? I mean, excuse me, James 2? Judges. James 2? He said, verse 12 in the same chapter, read on down to there. He said, 9, let me back up to that, 8. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. Do you see? If you're judging, you're not loving. Showing respect to persons is a form of judging. And you are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. He that said, do not commit adultery, also said, don't kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. But see what he's talking about. This is somebody who is a killer, but they're bragging because they're not an adulterer. Huh? Well, I ain't no adulterer. I may be a lot of things, but I ain't no adulterer like that. Yeah, but you're a murderer. So? Now go back to Luke 6. Every time somebody judges, this is happening. Not sometimes. Every time you, me, anybody judges, this is happening. You're condemning them for something. You're doing something just as bad. You're a hypocrite. This happens every time. Not some of the time. Every time. Luke 6. You read part of it. Let's read some more of it. And did you keep your place in James? Good. Luke 6. He said, what verse did you get to last time? Yeah. Skip down to 41. 41. Well, 39. Can the blind lead the blind? Huh? Somebody said, you blind. I got to show you the way. Yeah, but ain't you blind too? Never mind that. I can show you the way. Huh? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? And we got a lot of folk in the ditch. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in your own eye? Now notice the thing that they perceived not. They're going on and on about this thing in the brother's eye, and they are not aware of something that's bigger. A mote is a small thing. A beam is a big thing. Verse 42. Either how can you say to your brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in your eye, when you yourself behold not the beam. Now see, he didn't perceive it. He didn't see it. The beam that is in your own eye. What's the next phrase? What's the next phrase? You are a hypocrite. Cast out first the beam out of your own eye. Then you shall see clearly to pull out the mote that's in your brother's eye. See, the moment you get to acting superior and go, you got something in your eye. Yes, you do. You got something in your eye. You got something in your life, and I perceive it. Yes, sir, I picked it up. You got some stuff in your life. You got some stuff that's not right, and you need to get it right. Well, people need to turn this perception beam on theirself. Don't they? The moment you start talking like that, you are a hypocrite. Friend, this will help you tremendously if you'll just make this one adjustment. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
This is so vital now. It's one of the most important things we're getting to today. The moment you see or think you see something in another person's life, you should immediately do this. Did you hear me? Did y'all hear me or not? The moment you see or think you see something in your brother's life, your wife, your husband, your child, your grandchild, your parent, your neighbor, whoever, what should you do? The moment you think, I see something, look here. If you'll train yourself to do this, it'll stop you from judging. Because you know what'll happen again and again? You'll see something. You'll see something. You're getting all worked up about them, and you go, oh, man. It's no wonder I don't like that. I've been living with it. The reason I'm so aggravated in them is because I'm annoyed with it in me. And once you have overcome that in your own life, only then are you really ready and able to help them with theirs. And you won't be ready to judge them. You'll just be ready to help them. Get past it. And you can help them because you've already dealt with yours. You found out how. Oh, can you see this, friend? Let me go over this again now. The moment you see something in somebody else, what do? You check yourself. Huh? I said you check yourself. The moment you see, I see that. Oh, that's a problem. Look right here. Practice. If somebody does something that's despicable and bad, you ought to immediately look here. Am I doing that? And if you don't sit right away, start praying, going, Lord, help me not to do that. Not them. Help me. Help me not to do that. Judging yourself. Do you see this, friends? Elsewise, what are you? You're a hypocrite.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Shows Mercy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106I. That's R1106I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.